Let's take the opportunity right now and go to reporter Aaron Real is joining us right now. There's a big sports memorabilia auction coming and this pay transparency issue. We're going to get into that in just a few minutes. Very, very, very interesting topics. Good morning to you, Aaron. Let's talk about this sports memorabilia auction. I mean, there's going to be some huge items going up for auction. Some of the stuff I wish I could afford, but I mean, I'd love to have.
Yeah, are you a collector? Do you like sports memorabilia?
Well, I wish I was a collector that I had enough money to get some of this stuff, but it would be really cool to own it.
Yes. Well, listen, Sotheby's, the auction house better known for, you know, antiques and Vincent van Gogh's, is understanding how much people love this. They're jumping on board. They're actually starting their first ever sports week. The inaugural sports week is coming up. It launches April 5th. There will be online auctions and in-person auctions, six of them. They're selling some pretty cool things. They actually have Muhammad Ali's shorts from his legendary Thrilla and Manila match in 1975. They're expected to fetch anywhere between $4 and $6 million.
Oh my gosh.
They also have Kobe Bryant's LA Lakers jersey from the first game of the 09 NBA Finals. They're expecting $1.5 million to $2.5 million for that one. Listen, Sotheby's is on board because there's real money there.
Mm-hmm.
The valuation of the sports memorabilia market globally is around $26 billion. And by 2032, not a very long time from now, it's going to be $227 billion. That's what experts and analysts believe. They come in, these young buyers, usually 20 to 40, usually male. They come for the sports stuff. They stay for the fancy watches and contemporary art. Sotheby's took notice and is absolutely giving them what they want.
Isn't it funny how younger audiences try to get this stuff, even though they think everything is old fashioned? I mean, it would really be cool. These trunks by Muhammad Ali and some of the other items, these are the actual trunks they actually wore in the Thriller in Manila, right?
Yep, those are the actual
wow.
trunks. And here's another thing. Yeah, it's cool. And listen, it is the ultimate item if you are a rich person with a fancy man cave. Yeah, it would be cool to see that on the wall for sure. And much like art, you know, the question becomes like, are you buying this as a store of value? Will you resell it? Well, art can do both for you. And so can sports memorabilia. And the fact that sports, I'd say like only sports and music touch this place in us, in humans, that just brings you joy and makes you feel alive and happy.
Yeah.
And people want a piece of that, whether it be like, you know, an album cover of the Beatles or Muhammad Ali's boxing shorts.
Yeah.
Having them makes you feel like you're a part of something bigger, and people will spend. They will spend a lot to get it.
Well, in order to spend, you have to have the money. And so that means landing the right job. And there's something called pay transparency in job listings and also just in terms of employees. And tell us what that's doing now for, I guess, the entire way of looking at landing the best job.
Yes. So there's a lot of pay transparency laws actually in 10 states that require them. Colorado is one
yes.
of them, as is New York, Rhode Island, Nevada, Washington, Connecticut, Hawaii, Illinois, Massachusetts. They're all requiring that you put a salary range when listing for a job. And I always found it fascinating that you get to like the finish line of a job interview and then you find out how much it might pay you. You're like, what?
I wasted my time.
So they're amending that.
Yeah.
And now what's fascinating is that we are seeing that 60% of companies, the majority of companies, are now sharing pay ranges in job ads, even if they don't have to. And they're doing it because when you put the pay range, you're going to get a better candidate. And any company leader or, you know, HR, they'll tell you that you end up saving a lot more money if you hire the right person the first time than having to continue to do the process over and over again.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Aaron, thanks for the time. We appreciate it so much.
Thanks, guys.